Former Wildrose Party leader Brian Jean's recent by-election win in Fort McMurray Lac La Biche has certainly added to political intrigue among conservative circles in Alberta. With Jason Kenney's upcoming United Conservative Party, UCP, leadership review on April 9, Jean's return to provincial politics may spell trouble for Alberta's beleaguered premier. According to media reports, 20,000 UCP members are slated to cast their ballots in the upcoming leadership review in Red Deer. The party's membership has doubled in anticipation of the review. The growth in membership makes sense. Kenney has had a rocky year at the helm of Alberta politics, to say the least, and many Alberta conservatives will want to vote him out. His COVID-19 response caused internal revolt within the party. His job on the line, Kenney has been in campaign mode in recent weeks, doubtlessly trying to cling to, and in many cases regain, his support base. Funding announcements in the last month featuring Kenney have included a $64 million commitment to improve EMS response, a plan to boost rural broadband internet across the province, and funding to support tourism and outdoor recreation in Kananaskis country. But then along came Jean's by-election win in Fort McMurray, which was a definite blow for Kenney. Jean, who lost to Kenney in the 2017 UCP leadership race, after the Wildrose Party merged with the Progressive Conservative Party, campaigned for the by-election on a platform to replace Kenney as the UCP leader. His return to the legislature will embolden conservatives who are in the anti-Kenney camp. Kenney requires a majority of yes votes on April 9, otherwise he will be ousted as the UCP's leader and a leadership race will be triggered. If Kenney does find himself on the outs, Jean may be a leadership option many UCP members look toward.